Hello and welcome to the Shabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Our guest today is Dr. Stephen O'Connor, a former ER physician, whom I will say is a man that takes after my own heart, because he believes in balancing the best of both worlds, having seen the success of holistic approaches. I met Dr. Steve on our recent trip to Ecuador, and I'm so pleased to introduce him to all of you. Welcome, Dr. Steve. I'm so grateful you could join us today and share some of your extraordinary insights.
Thanks, Vivian. I'm really glad to be here.
Dr. Steve, please will you tell everyone what you officially do now? As you know, you have an Irish word in the title, and I'm not confident I will pronounce it correctly.
No worries, but yes, of course. Vivian, I'm head of Sláinte Health, Wellness, and Longevity. I'm also the chief science officer for LiveLab's premium CBD products, and my partner Michelle and I coordinate plant medicine retreats in Ecuador through our business called Life Journeys Tour.
Life's Journey Tours, and that's certainly what I experienced, an absolutely amazing highlight life's journey when I met you. So let's begin with your background, Dr. Steve. Can we begin there and tell us how you came to do what you do today?
Yes, that really makes sense because I think it leads to context. My story in a nutshell is after 33 years as an emergency medicine specialist, I learned so much about human health and wellness. However, I had a holistic epiphany about 10 years ago, and it turned my professional and personal views upside down. Through several synchronicities and a critical look at how modern medical care is often failing us, I understood that we could do so much better using a more naturopathic and functional medicine treatment philosophy. So in the last decade, I've become a student of alternative medical practices, which include functional medicine, naturopathy, herbalism, mycology, botany, meditation, grounding, longevity, and global health. Additionally, I've worked hard to develop an extensive background in nutrition, supplementation, and new health technologies that have come on board, including stem cell injections and ketamine therapeutics. My real-world experience was basically developed by participating in numerous medical global health missions. Missions that brought me from the Caribbean to Central America and ultimately to the Amazon rainforest. And these missions basically changed how my personal and professional passions evolved. These experiences taught me much about the difficulties of providing medical services in remote and challenged conditions. Additionally, I kind of learned how to appreciate ancestral and traditional healing and how that can change the world's health trajectory. My travels basically brought me to meet many people, many of the most humble and grateful people that I've met along the way, people who've taught me that medicine isn't all about Star Trek technology, costly procedures, and expensive pharmaceuticals. My journey into the incredible healing capabilities of plant medicines basically began only recently. I started working with several of the continent's most talented and capable curanderos, and I dedicated my personal and professional life to the care and treatment of others using a combination of ancestral and plant medicine healing. Not content with a quiet retirement, I started Life Journeys Tours to help others appreciate how nature, traditional ceremonies, and spirit can heal, enlighten, and transform their lives. We can learn so much from the keepers of wisdom and the healing arts and to share this knowledge with many others.
It's so wonderful for me to hear you speak, Dr. Steve. You know, we didn't ever discuss this. We didn't really have time to connect and talk when I was in Ecuador with you. But it was shocking for me to come from South Africa, which is essentially a third world country, and see how doctors were just ordering tests. And I know when Neil needed tests, he went for two different MRIs in the same week because there wasn't coordination between what one specialist wanted and another specialist wanted and the expense. And in the end, he had a condition where he needed a differential diagnosis, And I just said, enough of this with the tests. We need a doctor who'll listen to the story. And that's when we got to the bottom of what was going on. It was so interesting. So for me to hear the words that you were speaking, it really is a balm for my soul. But let's go back to you said you had a holistic epiphany. What was your holistic epiphany?
I came home from an overnight shift at the emergency department, and my wife handed me a list of these nutritional supplements that she was planning on taking. And these were offered to her by a friend that was working with her friend that was starting up a business to promote these supplements. And I basically looked at them, and my first response were, how much is this going to cost me? But I really didn't think that they were going to work. Mm. Yet, after a couple weeks, she had this amazing transformation. And being a scientist, being somebody who has, you know, kind of continued critical thought, I had to change my attitude. I began studying the nutritional supplements and nutritional deficiencies as it pertains to health and wellness, and that changed the trajectory.
So you were able to have critical thought towards yourself and what you do, which is, you know, what's so often lacking. There's critical thought towards others, but not necessarily directed at oneself. And that's the key, isn't it? It made you look.
Yes, and that's something that's missing in medicine today. Everybody's following these protocols and best practices, but they've lost that critical thought, and they've become zombified to big pharmaceutical companies and to studies that are often exploitive and corrupted.
We're going to stay positive, so let's talk about how you got interested specifically in plant medicine.
I basically looked at the plant medicines because when I struggled with some personal problems, and I knew that I was emotionally blocked, and my alternatives were taking an antidepressant or a mood stabilizer. And that really wasn't something I wanted to do. I started with global medicine practice in 1996. So I knew about the Amazon, and I decided that I wanted to try some plant medicines in a more holistic and natural way. And that led me to the Amazon and to experience ayahuasca and huachuma. And although I didn't have really a hallucinatory or visual experiences, I did have a deep empathic conversation with myself under the influence of these medicines. And, for example, I felt like I was having conversations with my subconscious, and it was like there were two me's, and I was the devil's advocate in one conversation, and my subconscious was the other side, and that was pretty profound. And it opened me up to a different way of thinking about what I was capable of doing, and that I was capable of healing myself. Instead of looking for outside ways of healing, I saw that I can work internally and resolve these conflicts just within myself. And this was roughly about 18 months ago.
That's recent.
Yes, yes. A lot of changes in that time period. I quit my job. I sold my house, bought a house in Ecuador, and I started the plant medicine tours. So I felt so profoundly moved by my plant medicine experiences that I felt called to provide a venue for others like you and Neil to experience this.
So this has brought about a change in you yourself personally, hasn't it?
Yeah, I went from the classic closed-minded scientific reductionist atheist to becoming significantly more open-minded. I developed a spiritual sense and a soul, and I believe in the power of the universe and the connection with the universe.
Whew. It's so moving just to hear you speak those words. As you say that, I just get this wave through me of someone is speaking truth, and it's very profound, it's very sacred. Oh, anyway,
yeah,
yes, it is, isn't it? It was so phenomenal coming to Ecuador and experiencing these things with you. And I see we must have been one of the first groups, if you've only been doing this such a short while. But anyway, as a doctor with a holistic perspective, what do you think people really, really need to understand about health in the modern world? Can I ask you that question?
Yeah, I'd love to answer that. Our society, our culture, our way of life compresses our ability to heal and repair our bodies by ourselves. It constantly puts us under stress. And under the effects of these difficult, stressful situations, it activates our autonomic nervous system in a negative way. And plant medicines essentially release those cultural blinders and open up our bandwidth to self-healing. And we need to comprehend the effects of stress. Stress is the leading cause of most chronic medical illnesses in our Western world. And if you think about traditional medicine, it's geared around having a pill for an ill, but that's putting a Band-Aid on the problems. And functional and holistic medicine looks at the root cause, and the root causes, which we find is that stress, which then leads to changes in our hormones, changes to our bodies, which leads us to a chronic inflammatory state, a compromised immune system, impaired cellular energetics, and then ultimately we have a failing to heal ourselves, and our cells can't repair properly.
And this is all because of what you're calling the negative aspect of the ANS. And of course, it's not a negative aspect, but it is a difficult side, and it is a side that has to be addressed. Can you explain what you mean about this difficult side or negative side of the ANS, the autonomic nervous system?
Yes, absolutely. The autonomic nervous system is comprised of the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. And both of these are unconscious. So we aren't actually in total control of these systems.
No.
And in our modern society, we constantly have our foot on the gas. And that means that our sympathetic nervous system is in a constant state of overload. And this is really in contrary to our design. And the sympathetic nervous system is, as most people understand it, is fright, flight, and freeze. And that system is only geared towards setting itself up in critical moments where we're in emergencies, where we should rarely be, and we should almost always be in a parasympathetic mode, which is the rest, recovery, and repair. And this is switched off because we're being overwhelmed by the hormones stimulated by the sympathetic nervous system. And these hormones, which are produced by the adrenal glands, just kind of overtake our system and put us in a very unhealthy state.
That's a fantastic explanation. So we don't want to be in FFF, we want to be in RRR, and we're stuck, we're kind of held in FFF because we've got alarms and dings and noise and demands and deadlines and bad news and all this going on all the time, and that's putting us in fright, fight, flight mode instead of rest, repair, recover. So that's it, isn't it? And that's why stress is the number one killer in our society, because we're in the wrong mode in our autonomic nervous system. So what can we do about that? Is there any suggestion that you can make for people who are at home? We're stuck with this problem. Is there something we can do?
Yeah, there's a couple of cool things that you can do. When we're stuck in the sympathetic mode, our body, we're disconnected with ourselves, and the body is unable to recover itself and repair. So one of the simple things that you can do is meditation and mindfulness, and that can be used to help the body reconnect. And just a few minutes per day can have an echo effect that lasts for hours.
Echo effect. That's profound. And that can last for hours. So just by stopping and reconnecting mind and body, you can have a completely different day. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. And plant medicines give us that experience of knowing how to reconnect with ourselves. And for instance, in a plant medicine ceremony, you're not only in touch with the people in this world, but you're also in touch with beings throughout the universe, and including distant worlds. And for me, you know, being a medical reductionist and a scientific reductionist, that was really hard to comprehend. But what we think is in plant medicine ceremonies is not bounded by time or space or thinking. Our way of being is interacting in simultaneous and parallel dimensions, and via our consciousness we're interacting with other beings and galaxies, and all this is simultaneous and all of it is happening now. We don't have the linear time constraints that our society puts on us, and this is what basically the plant medicines have taught me.
It's a whole different experience of existence, what you're describing.
Yeah, it's quite an interesting thing. And with all the divisiveness that exists in our world, if you harm or exploit another person, you're basically harming and exploiting yourself. And if we can incrementally improve our behavior in this regard, little by little, I believe that the world would become a better place.
That is so significant. That is so significant. And Dr. Steve, to this end of making the world a better place, you have opened both your heart and your home, haven't you? You have a rather special house in Ecuador. Can you tell us about it?
Yes, it's an absolutely beautiful location and beautiful house. It's very special, very singular and unique, especially in Ecuador. And in the back, we have this labyrinth, which is composed of 900 families of San Pedro cacti. It's one of only three labyrinths of its type in the world, two of which are in Europe. The plants, as well, are all connected underground via their root systems. And we use this labyrinth for conducting ceremonies and encounters with self. And as you know, because I watched you experience and transform in this very labyrinth, these experiences are quite profound in nature. And that's not all. The story of how the house came to be built is equally astounding and extraordinary.
Please tell us, please.
Okay. There was a woman named Aya, and she was a psychologist. She was living in Switzerland. And she had this dream, and in this dream she saw a house in a very specific landscape, and the dream was very detailed, showing her every architectural detail of the house, everything including how the fireplaces looked. And when she woke up, she documented these details and then set about researching where this house should be located, because it was clearly not in Switzerland. So Aya took a map of the world, and using a crystal pendulum, she managed to determine that the house was supposed to be built in this little village outside of Otavalo, Ecuador. So she flew to Quito, she went to Otavalo, then went to this little area called San Pablo del Lago, and she came to this gatehouse, and it's a 100-year-old gatehouse. She found the specific piece of land that she wanted, and she was born without any arms or legs. So you can imagine 25 years ago coming into this little idyllic village in Ecuador on a motorized wheelchair, and she indeed found this place, and she decided that she was going to knock on the door and try to convince the people who lived there to sell her this plot of land. And she was quite an extraordinary woman. She lived into her 50s doing humanitarian work and manifesting all sorts of these extraordinary dreams. And now my partner and I have the privilege of being the keeper of Aya's dream house. She's passed away, but we're doing everything that we can to ensure that Aya's legacy continues for generations to come.
Dr. Steve, we're going to come back to this. I know that we're going to have to take a break soon, and I'm absolutely positive people want to read more about you and the labyrinth and the house and life's journey tours. So can you tell everyone, please, how they can get hold of you and find out more about what you are doing?
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to our website, which is Life's Journey Tours. That's LifesJourneyTours.com. Life's Journey Tours.
Excellent. That's very straightforward. Wonderful, wonderful speaking to you, Dr. Steve. So we're going to take a break now. Everyone, you've been listening to Dr. Stephen O'Connor, former ER physician and now holistic medicine specialist. And we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Dr. Stephen O'Connor to share more about his wonderful home and the experiences with plant medicine. Thank you for joining us here on The Chabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. Hello and welcome back to The Chabra Show. Our guest today is Dr. Stephen O'Connor, a former ER physician who has converted to a holistic perspective and has a significant story for this era. Thank you, Dr. Steve. Thank you. Shall we continue?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay. Before the break, we were talking about your unusual house and the very unusual woman, Aya. And also, we were talking about the shamanic ceremonies and plant medicine experiences. And I thought you must have witnessed some very, very interesting transformations via these dynamics. Have you got anything that you can tell us about?
Personally, yours. I think you had one of the most wonderful and amazing experiences. I had the opportunity of witnessing you during one of our ceremonies in the labyrinth, and you were literally dancing and twirling with joy. It was just so opening and experiential. And that's what the surroundings and that's what the labyrinth and the house and all the energies offer us, to step outside of our conscious constraints and just dance.
You know, you're right, and I'm so glad that you witnessed that and can speak about that, because I was in my own world. There's just no question. I was totally in my own world. It's not something I do, dance around in public. But it was so joyous for me, and I didn't realize that those are actual crystals in the plants. And, of course, that's my thing, is crystals. And that's what I was connecting with the crystals in the San Pedro cacti. And that just sent my soul soaring. There's no other way to put it. And it expressed itself in a very spontaneous dance, which I'm almost shy to even share that. It's just not the kind of thing I do, like, you know, do a dance in public. It's just not my thing. But it was my thing that day. And then what happened afterwards was also extraordinary, because then we did the paintings, and I ended up doing what I didn't expect to be a self-portrait, but that's what came out under the guidance of my son's spirit, who helped me to paint. I'd never painted a painting before, but he was an artist, and he explained to me everything, how to use the brushes, how to use the colors, how to build the picture so that any moment when you told us all, that's it, that painting would appear and be complete. And it was, the dancing in the labyrinth was unbelievable, but what it released in me, and then released that experience of doing a portrait with my artist son 10 years after he departed the planet, and have him stand there and tell me everything to do, step by step. What an amazing experience. It was just extraordinary. So I stepped through a portal, and that's the only way that I can say it. I stepped through a portal that day in the labyrinth, and it will affect the entire rest of my life very positively. That was the experience. And that must be the kind of thing that you see, isn't it?
Yeah, we really do. And what you experienced was hopefully a lasting effect on your entire journey of life. Because
yes.
once we're down there, once we experience those plant medicines, we find a new path, a whole new understanding of one's life.
Yes. And have you seen yes. this with other people? I mean, that was me, but you must have seen some very profound things with other people.
There was this one young girl, and this was quite astounding. During one of my ayahuasca ceremonies, I was with a number of the local people in that area that were undergoing this ceremony, and this particular girl, she was absolutely socially petrified of being out in public. She had a great deal of anxiety and stressors. And during the healing process, after taking the medicine, she went through a really intense experience. And I found this out through one of the interpreters that was there. And she felt a sense where all the pain and anguish of every person that died or was harmed in World War II confounded this woman. And this was, again, a very young woman, only in her 20s, from a completely different culture. So in my mind, she had no knowledge of the history of World War II, but she could describe the experiences really quite accurately. And in her process, she helped to release that pain from all those people. And afterwards, she was very much a different person. She was ebullient, joyful, she was smiling. Her body movements were quite different. She was very contracted before the experience, but very open. She stood taller and moved quite differently. And her words were very profound, and she just felt absolutely released. And again, this was all transcribed to me in English from my interpreter, but it was very powerful to hear this story from this woman.
It is powerful. I mean, it's dumbfoundingly powerful. And you also, you've been transformed. What about you? Can you share a story about yourself?
I would say that most of my transformations, going from an atheist to someone who now has a very powerful sense that my amygdala, which is my spirit center in my brain, was actually there all along. And I come from a very different landscape from some of these people down there. And a doctor from North America coming from a very different culture, it shows that we're all aligned to these plant medicines. We're all aligned in the universe, and it connects to us.
And for an active, like a vision or experience, or, you know, do you have a story that, you know, that was so convincing for you, you could not deny, this experience tells me this is what's going on? Do you have an example like that?
I'm sitting next to a small relic that is about 5,000 years old, and basically what had happened is I was visiting one of my friends who's a shaman, and his name is Oscar, and he has a wife, beautiful woman named Jimena, and she in her own right is a shaman as well. And she had told Oscar that she had had a dream. And in the dream, I came to their house, and I was looking at some of their antiquities, and I started to cry. And so they invited me over to their house and brought me down to their guest house, where they have some of their relics and some of their pottery and some of the interesting things that they've acquired over the years. And these were displayed in a beautiful little curio cabinet. And I looked at them, and I said, wow, these are pretty fabulous. And Oscar talked about his dream to open a bigger museum. And while he was talking, I saw this tiny figurine and immediately felt connected to it. to the point where I literally got these tears in my eyes. And this was a clay figurine transmuting into a crocodile. And it, again, it's over 5,000 years old. This was absolutely priceless. It was a priceless artifact. And I had placed it on my altar and asked it its name. And it came out and it told me Chaka. Very clearly Chaka, and it means bridge. And I was, you know, flabbergasted and gobsmacked by this definition of bridge. So I spoke to Oscar, and he said, yes, it does mean bridge, but in his lineage, when they're designated a healer, they're given the name Chaka. And that was a very profound supernatural experience for me.
Wow, and there's no making that up. I mean, that's just how it happened. Wow, Dr. Stephen O'Connor, what a story. Chaka, the healer, the bridge. That's you. That's right. So now you have to tell us how we can get hold of you. And so can you give us your website, please?
Again, yes. It's Life Journey Tours, LifeJourneyTours.com. If you reach out to us on the website, we can send you information. The website is full of information based on what we do down there, and it's very informative. It's constantly being updated, but please reach out to us that way if you're interested.
Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen O'Connor. Dr. Steve, I like to call you Dr. Steve. Everyone, you have been listening to The Shabra Show, where Viv and Neil explore this big adventure called life. When we come back after the break, Neil will be reporting from the spirit realm. Please join us again.